How the heck do you miss nearly a million jobs during the recession? Boom, just vanished. Well, apparently our experts did. Just minutes ago, a new measure of just how bad the economy is, and it isn't good, folks. CNN's Christine Romans in New York. So how do you miss a number like that, Christine?
Because we always have revisions, and so there's always this tweaking of these numbers. But I'm going to tell you, Kira, when you've had a labor market in such utter distress as ours, we haven't seen this since the early 1980s. That means it was just so bad and so ugly that they couldn't capture it accurately over past months, and now they finally have a very good gauge of just how bad it was. And so here is the overall bad picture. In the recession, we lost 8.4 million jobs. We thought it was something like 7.2. It's 8.4 million jobs. So what these numbers from the Labor Department today tell us, it was much worse than we thought overall, but it has stabilized in recent months, the past 3 months or so, and the unemployment rate in January fell to 9.7% from 10%. We lost 20,000 jobs just in January. We thought maybe we would create some, but we didn't. We lost 20,000 jobs, and now you put this all in the big picture, you've got a really horrific 2 or 3 year period. But as the Labor Department points out, you've got, in the past 3 or 4 months, a real stabilization in how many jobs have been lost. Let me show you just for January what was happening in the industry that you may work in. Construction lost another 75,000 jobs. This is a pickup. This shows you the construction industry is still kind of in trouble and is losing a lot more jobs. Transportation and warehousing lost 19,000 jobs. There were some gains in temporary workers. And as we've told you many, many times, Kira, when you start to see companies tiptoeing in to hire temporary workers, it means they're starting to feel a little bit better. So far, that temporary help is not translating into full-time help, though. We still want to see that. Retail jobs, 42,000 created. Healthcare, 15,000. No surprise there. Government jobs, 33,000. A couple of economists this morning telling me they think census hiring is the reason, and you're going to see more job creation like that in the months ahead. So what does this mean overall? Well, I've been asking economists, I've been getting all these emails from economists. They're saying, look, it means the labor market was abysmal for the past couple of years. It means you might still not have a job, and it's going to be still hard to get a job, but it is thawing. It is starting to thaw out, and those mass layoffs that we saw exactly a year ago, they seem to have slowed or stopped. So job creation, many economists say, is just around the corner, and that hang in there because they think that jobs growth will come in sometime here in the early part of the year.